This conference will.
Yoo-hoo. Okay, great. Definitely want this one on tape because this is a winner. And, well, not that some of the other calls haven't been great, but this one is so exciting because the book to me is like a gem of a gem in the network marketing industry. So I just want everybody, hang on a second. I just want to try to get the clicking to go away. Anyway, the book is really a terrific book, and it's terrific for all of us. It's terrific for you and me who've been in the network marketing industry today. If you read this book and you don't learn from it, I don't believe you're really reading it. So for those of us that have been in the network marketing industry for 10 years plus, and that's me, some of you on this call have been in it for 40 years, but you read this book and you're going to grow from this book. There is just open your mind to what he has to say about network marketing, and he gives us a lot. I mean, a lot. And this is a gentleman, understand, that has never been in network marketing. He just has followed it, he's examined it, he's spoken with people, he's worked around the globe with people in network marketing, and he's examined the business model. He's a brilliant, you know, business strategist and tactician, and he just really gets it. I mean, he gets it more, he gets network marketing more than I do, and I've been entrenched in it for 10 years. And I thought I was smart, okay? And then I read this book, and I went, wow. And, in fact, we were laughing this morning. I was on a coaching call with one of my people who's been with me for years. And she said, Mary Jo, it's incredible the things that I'm learning about network marketing. We both started laughing because of that. So please take advantage of this opportunity. Get the book, The Business of the 21st Century. In fact, I suggest to some people to get more than one because you might find some readers out there. But the most important thing you need to understand is most people don't read anymore. So you got to be very careful with, buying, 100 of these books and handing them out. I'm not sure how many will really take you up on reading it. But I would have at least a half dozen in my bookshelf because this is a book they're more likely to read than The New Professional, the books that we used to give out where people had questions about network marketing. This now has taken over that place in my bookshelf and my recommended reading list in terms of people I come across who, don't quite understand network marketing or are negative about it, but they're open to learn more. And if they're willing to do a short read of this book, I will be handing it out because it is just stellar. But let's jump in and talk about the book. And I gave her an outline on it today in our call, and it's extensive because there was so much good stuff in it. It was hard for me to do a 2-page outline on this terrific book. First, he jumps in, his early stages of the book talks about how the rules have changed, and we really understand that. And the intriguing thing he talked about, our current economic cycle, which is obviously has been on a downturn, and we fell into this big trap, based on some really poor decisions made over the last 10 years, and I'm going to suggest over the last 40 years in our country, but all of them caused this economy to collapse on us. And so a lot of us are experiencing what is viewed by a majority of people in this country as the worst economic times of their lives. And the unemployment numbers still are coming out. In fact, that's one of the things that usually is the last thing to start really making a good directional change when the economy starts turning around. But right now we're seeing how it is the last thing because it's still not turning around. And Kiyosaki says, wake up, that this is not news. In other words, that your job security hasn't ever been there. We just want to believe it is. So we look at it, and we've been relying on it, and our philosophy's been about it, and that's the famous E quadrant that he has in his 4-quadrant analysis, that employees are really after safety and security. And he says it's never been there, and that's why this is not new news, what we're seeing. It happens to be a recession, but your job's never been secure. The whole concept of corporate America, he calls a 20th century dinosaur. It's trembling at the edge of extinction. And if you look at what's happened, if you look at in the past, in the 1900s versus the 2000s, you're going to see a total different society. In the 1900s and 1800s, we had sole proprietorships, and we had people out there setting up their own businesses. In the 20th century, which is 1900s, we saw everybody go into the corporate America and jobs, 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 and lost all of that entrepreneurial spirit. In fact, we became people that didn't want to take risks, and we decided that we weren't going to do that. Well, everything has changed today. We're no longer in the industrial age. We're now in the information age, so we must change our way of thinking. It's almost like, let's go back and look at what thinking made it work before. Because remember one thing, that famous quote, if we try to solve our problems with the same thinking that got us into our problems, we're not going to come to a good solution. So we have to change our thinking. And his big statement I love so much in here is he talks about you can take charge of your future only when you take control of your income source. And if you're going to take control of your income source, it's not going to be by being an employee. It's going to be what? By starting your own business. And the good news is today, even as bad as the economic times are, is the best time to start your own business. This is great information for somebody you're talking to out there to get involved in Manatech. This is great stuff to use when you're out there sharing. Microsoft and Disney were both started during a recession, as did more than half the companies making up the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And why is that true? It's because when it's tough times, people understand they're forced to get out of their box. You know, we have good times, and we just sit in that box, and we're fat and sassy. When it becomes tough times, guess what happens? That's when we all got to climb out of the box, get creative, and do something different. I'm going to tell you, people, what I've done since Manifest is so absolutely different from what I've done before this in network marketing. It's marveling me. It's time to get outside the box and be creative and do something different. And if you want to grow your Manatech business, you're going to have to do the same thing. If you keep doing what you've always been doing, you're going to continue to get the same results. So you got to do something different. But again, a lot of this material that you get in Kiyosaki's book is aimed at people that you're going to be approaching. So it's great, great fodder to use to help move people and get them unstuck, because we have a world of people being stuck. 70, this is a statistic that came out of a Fresno firm, Decipher. 72% of all adult Americans would rather work for themselves than for a job, and 67% think about quitting their jobs regularly or constantly. That is a gigantic statistic, and you should use that one. Paul Zane Pilzer said, old thinking is to get a job. I love this. In fact, this quote is in my new material at DupliPack, the one that we're looking for people who don't want a job. They just don't know it yet. Oh, aren't these statistics just exactly what we're talking about? Well, Pilzer said, our thinking of the past was go out, get a good education, go to college, get a good job, and you'll have security. Well, he said, and going into your own business was a big risk. That was old thinking. He says, today the exact opposite is true. Getting a job is the big risk. Finding and making and creating your own business is reality job security or future security or financial security. So being an employee, Kiyosaki went through the study of historically, he said being an employee is anything but normal. Isn't that funny? Anything but normal. We look at it and go, what do you mean anything but more normal? Most people are employees. Well, that's not the way this world started. That's just something that's been a phase in our society over the last 100 years, but it's a phase. Now we're going to phase out of it. Time to phase into something that makes more sense for our economy and for our future, and that is stepping into the entrepreneurial world. So entrepreneurship is something that started this country. It was the base of this country. Now we're going back to that. So he also talks about the myth of the 40-year plan. The U.S. Federal Reserve statistic shows the average household net worth for entrepreneurs is 5 times that of conventional employees. 5 times. So what do you want to be? A conventional employee, or do you want to be an entrepreneur? Your choice. You know where the results are going to take you. So he goes into where do you live? As Stephen Covey says, some of you are familiar with his 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Stephen Covey talks about, where is your ladder leaning? You know, it doesn't matter how hard and how much work you do climbing up a ladder if it's leaning against the wrong building. And that's what's so cool. And a lot of us are leaning against the wrong building. We're leaning against the employee building. Well, good grief, Charlie Brown, you're going to get what you're leaning against. So you have to take time to examine where you are now and if it's where you want to be. Examine where you are in the cash flow quadrants. Which quadrant are you in? And some people think that if they change jobs, that gets them out of the E quadrant. No, it just gets you out of the E quadrant temporarily until you fall back into it with your new job. You're going to have the same old complaints that we hear. What are those? I keep working harder and harder, but I'm not getting ahead. Every time I get a raise, it gets eaten up by taxes and higher expenses. I'd rather be doing blank, but I can't afford to go back to school and learn a whole new profession at this stage of my life. this job stinks, my boss stinks, life stinks. That same language, it's the same old complaints. Whether it's this job or you think grass is greener on the other side and you find another job. It's really that these statements reveal a person who's trapped not in a certain job, but in an entire quadrant. And that's why so many people might feel uneasy about where they are today. You're uncomfortable, you don't like it, you're not happy. Why? Because you don't belong there. And it's not you don't belong in the company, it's not the company that's the problem, it's the quadrant that's the problem. Your quadrant isn't just about your job or what you're doing, it's about a mindset. He talks about it, your quadrant that you're in is a statement about your core financial values. In the E quadrant, of course, it's all about safe and secure. Good pay, excellent benefits, that's what you wanted. The S quadrant is what? It's about you. Typically, people that get a little bit more egotistical, they're self-centered. If it's going to be done right, I have to do it. It's more about that whole approach. Which is fascinating. I spent a lot of my years in that approach, but I was also unhappy. Remember my whole concept of being in the legal environment. I never found fulfillment. I was always had this sense of unhappiness down deep inside me. The money was great, but money didn't turn Mary Jo on. It wasn't about money for me. Never has been, never will be. What is inherently going to make me feel whole as a person and feel fulfilled? And working in that environment didn't do that for me. So you go into the B quadrant, and what happens? Your whole core value is different. I'm looking for the best people to join my team. And one of the main reasons Kiyosaki loves network marketing is it's because it's all about bringing people up, supporting other people. And if you thrive on that, if one of your main core values is contribution, like mine is, this is the perfect business model for you. Because you will only succeed as long as you bring other people up. If you are a greedy person, do not go into network marketing. It is not about you. And I think that's what makes me attractive to so many people in Manatech, and it makes me so excited about the people in the field doing the business, because that's my heart and passion. How can I support you? How can I help you get, you know, pull yourself up? And that's what it's about. That's a B quadrant. It's about getting people to join your team. That's building a network and just supporting those people to be the best they can be. And then the I quadrant core values are, you know, maximizing out what you have. I call it being a great steward of the assets I'm given. Stewardship at its maximum. And that's what we do. What's your return on investment is about stewardship. Because return on investment can look a lot of ways. Some of you look at it just from a financial way. I look at it many ways. What is am I producing? What is the fruit it's bearing? Okay, so again, your quadrant represents not just what you're doing currently as a lifestyle, but it represents your core values, your core financial values. And as he only says it so well, Kiyosaki says, if you want to be wealthy, you must change your address. And that doesn't mean that you go and buy a $1 million home that you can get that. Today you can get it for $1 million, you can buy a $5 million home, because that's what those homes are going for these days. But that's not what he's talking about. It's not an address. It's kind of that statement I used to put at the front of my book, some of you taking my pathway class. It says, you want to go on a voyage of discovery, you don't need to go to a new location, you need to change your eyes. Right? It's about us internally. What do we need to do differently? We got to change that core thinking that's causing us to go the wrong path. So why is it that so many people fail to pursue their dream of becoming an entrepreneur? Because some of you can look back and say, well, Mary Jo, I've tried that. And Kiyosaki even examines this. He says it takes courage to discover, develop, and donate your genius to the world. It takes courage. And probably one of the biggest things I see in my coaching and even my counseling and my foundation, it's fear. I come across it all the time. I bounce up against it all the time. I see it today when people talk to me about going into Mexico, too. They go, Mary Jo, oh, my gosh, you can't cross the border. I go, I can't cross the border? Are you kidding me? I'm going to Mexico every single month. Now, I'm going to take precautions. I'm not going to be silly about, you know, going by myself, driving down there across the border and driving all by myself. I mean, I'm not going to do silly things. But there are 110, 120 million people living down that are living in that environment, and they're doing okay for the most part, so I can be okay down there too. And remember, they're my next-door neighbor. That's the beauty of all this. We're one. I could just as easily be living in Monterey as they're living in Monterey, or living in Mexico City, or living in Reynosa, or whatever. It's just God happened to plant me here. But we're still one. So courage, courage, having courage. Your mind is infinite. Here's another reason why people never, what, become an entrepreneur and live their dreams. Because they limit their own mind. And how do you limit your mind? The number way you do that is doubts. You have doubts. Ian Rand, an incredible author out there with lots of great stuff, she said, wealth is the product of man's capacity to think. Well, we all have unlimited capacity. The problem is we're only using 1, 2, or 3% of our brain capacity. So tell me, what's that all about? It's about staying in that box instead of reaching out and saying, I'm going to think differently. I'm going to create something different. I'm going to try to do something new. I'm ready to venture out. And one of the things he said, one reason why you should want to create your own business today is to gain back your dignity. And when I first read that, I was like, wow, that kind of insulted me a little bit because I didn't think I only have a loss of dignity. But a lot of us do have a loss of dignity. And we don't even see it. We just have succumbed to it over the years. We've allowed it to happen. But when we look at ourselves and we start saying, where is that self-confidence and belief in ourselves that we can create anything? Well, if it's lost and it's gone, somebody's robbed you of it. Something has. And mostly it's ourselves, our thinking, our own limitations, our doubts. But when he said that about creating, getting your dignity back, I'll read you a little bit of what he said. He said, don't underestimate the importance of this reason about regaining your dignity. The world is full of bullies and small-minded people. And whether they're your boss, your manager, your spouse, your friend, your neighbor, you don't want them pushing you around anymore. You want to take control of your life. You want to have the courage not to care when other people bully you around. You want to have the freedom to act and think for yourself. So changing quadrants is not enough. You need to change the skills, the training, and the mindset that go along with that. Otherwise, you'll end right back up in the same quadrant. So he talks about taking control of your life. It's not the, it does not take money, intelligence, degrees, social status, hard work, any of that. It takes a dream. He isolates the importance of a dream, of us having a dream, having a lot of determination, a willingness to learn quickly, and an understanding of which sector you're in. You've got to understand where you are today to move out of it and get into a new place. And, of course, his quote is, we found that one business model stood out from the rest, and that is what? Network marketing. Why? It creates passive income. It requires little cash investment to start up. Some people say, well, yeah, I know all about new businesses. 90% of them fail in their first year. And you go, that's why you want to do network marketing. Isn't that fun? It's a reason why you want to get in network marketing. Because if you get involved in network marketing, it doesn't work for you. How much have you lost? You try a McDonald's franchise. If 90% of new businesses fail, you just lost $180,000. How many of you drive down a road somewhere in your community and you see businesses pop up, these little strip mall businesses, nail salons, suntan salons, all this stuff, and then you come back 6 months later or even 3 months later and they're gone? Every time that happens in my community, I think to myself, somebody just lost 25, 50 grand. Boom, gone. Just like that. Boom. And all they needed to do was talk to me. All I needed to do is be in their face and give them an opportunity. But more importantly, I probably was in their face, but they needed to see it. And hopefully this book is going to help you guys share it better with people so they can see it. Because how many of you ever thought about using this as a reason why you should be in network marketing? I didn't, but when I read this, I was like, wow, this is a winner. Another reason. Very low overhead. And that you can do it on a part-time basis until you can leave your job. The other thing he talked about in this book, and I don't know if it's somewhere else in my outline, but I want to raise this concept to you. He talked about, you know, one of the great things about network marketing is you can be operated on a part-time basis. He tells people, you know, when you start making money, it's one of the greatest mistakes network marketers do. They quit their job. And he goes, that's so silly because all you've done is created another job. Because if your lifestyle is dependent on every dime you make in Manitowoc, then all you've done is become totally dependent on the income stream. You haven't created an alternative source of income. Isn't that intriguing? And I think you'll see that later on when we talk about this, that the whole idea here is that you've just created another job. You've just created another misery for yourself because you have to have it. And what it does, one of the biggest problems for you, is it stops you from reinvesting in your business. Some people say to me, I want to have a Lydia. If I ask this call, how many of you would like to have a Lydia? Every one of you would raise your hands. Every one of you. Everybody in my church wants Lydia. You know, they would love to. You know, they'll call up and they'll go, hey, when's our Brazilian meeting for our mission trip this summer? And Lydia's just on top of all this stuff because it's nice to have somebody in your life that you can rely on, depend on, to do things and help create things for you, right? Wonderful. So the reason I bring her up is this, that I couldn't afford Lydia when I hired the Lydia. Technically, when she came on board with me, she was making more money out of my business than I was making. Now, that wasn't because, it was because I was already reinvesting a lot of the money coming out of my business back into my business, but I made yet one more brilliant investment, and that was Lydia. By hiring her, over the next 2 years, 3 years, my business almost tripled. But I wouldn't have been able to do that without making the investment. And that's what he's talking about. He's not telling you to hire Lydia, but I just gave you that as an example. An example is that in order for you to really grow and be greater, you've got to be able to take the dollars you're making in network marketing and reinvest it, not live off of it, not in the early stages. 5 years down the road, there's another story. But up front, you want to be able to, that's why you want to make sure you have another source of income so you can support yourself, so it's not about replacing your job income with network marketing income, because you want to be pouring that income back in to your business constantly, in your network marketing business. New concept for some of you, but it's an intriguing one, and I think it has a lot of validity. So it's not about income. Here's another twist for you guys. A lot of people get involved in network marketing because great products, great income. He's laughing. Here's Kiyosaki. Huh. You're missing the boat. Not about any of that. What getting involved in network marketing about is it's about building a network. It's about building an asset that generates income. Look at it as a multifamily apartment building. It's an asset that throws off income. And he did the analysis of asset versus liability, and many of you are familiar with that when he talks about your home being a liability, because why? It's not throwing off income to you. It's just sucking income from you because it requires that mortgage payment. But you want to look at what is in your job today. Some of you want to evaluate a job as an asset. Well, you know what? When you're working at a job, you really are building an asset, but the problem is it's not your asset that you're building. You're building somebody else's asset. A job is not an asset. So you spend 40 years not building an asset. That sounds fruitful. Wrong. Add the fact that your employment income is taxed at the highest rate, and now see how much you like it. That's just another negative. So networking, it's not about selling, it's not about building an income source, it's all about what? Building a network, building an asset that generates income. That's what you're doing. You can communicate that effectively, you will have thousands of people following you. We want to talk about income stream, we want to talk about getting people out of their job, here's your income. No, we're going to talk about building an asset that generates income, building an asset that generates income, building a network. That's your languaging. Terrific languaging. He also talked about building a network marketing business is building 8 different assets at the same time. And I wrote all these up in the outline, and I'm not going to have enough time to go over each and every one of them effectively, but each one of them in his book is a separate independent chapter. So these are important. But I think this is a list that you should use when you talk to people about getting involved in network marketing, when you try to sell somebody on network marketing. It's a building not one asset, but building 8 assets. The first one it's building is it gives you a real-world business education. Because there are certain things, and I loved it so much I made a separate sheet for you guys. At the back of there's a separate independent sheet. The last sheet of your outline is called a real-world business education. And this sheet, I think you can use incredibly well. And I'm going to, you know, do some fun things with it to really highlight it. But I think it really says a lot about what we have to offer somebody who gets involved in network marketing. Because these things, no one taught me how to set goals, organize a plan of action, set my schedule, manage my time, executing a clear sequence of productive. I mean, being a lawyer, I had to manage my time because it was all billable hours. So I had some of that in my life. I had probably more structure than many of you because of what lawyering is all about. But the intriguing thing is that this is a business that teaches all these things in an incredible way and puts a tremendous emphasis on them. And you don't get it other places. So incredible. They're skills of the B quadrant, not skills of the E quadrant or the S quadrant. They're skills of the B quadrant. And then you also get the life skills. Incredible. You don't find these in the other quadrants either. So this is what he talks about is such an advantage of the real-world business education. Great piece. Number two, you get a profitable path of self-development. Who are you anyway? This business has totally transformed me. I have made so many changes in my life, in my relationships with people, in how I, you know, approach people and what I, you know, the everything around me. It has had a total change on my life. And that's around self-development. And you know Manatech supports that in a huge way. So I want every one of you in a Clemmer class, and not in just one. They'd love you to go through the whole smattering of them. But again, that word cost gets in our way, and we haven't quite figured out that the number one investment we can make is in ourselves. But as we make that investment, and we come into it with a willingness to turn that crystal, change, look at life a little differently. What can I be doing better? What can I be doing differently to create more effective results in my life? And if you don't look at it that way, if you go just to have fun in self-development, you'll still have some changes hit you because you can't avoid it, but you may not affect many of those coming out of it. You got to be ready and willing to take on the world, create something better, feel more driven, have a passion for something greater in your life, and then step into self-development and watch what transpires. So it's just incredible, the path of self-development. Most people don't have the ability to keep going, to handle disappointment, and never lose sight of the visions of where they are going. That is thinking like an entrepreneur. I love that. I put that quote in the outline for you. If you want to think like an entrepreneur, it's the ability to keep going, to handle disappointment, to never lose sight of the visions of where they are going. How many of you had a sight at some time in Manatech of being presidential, and how many of you have lost that? That's what he's talking about. We need to think like an entrepreneur. You want to be an entrepreneur, think like an entrepreneur. Never lose sight of it. And that thinking is one of the most critical things you get on network marketing. Number three, a circle of friends who share your dreams and values. This is huge. You look at the circle of friends and people around you today. When you go to a network marketing conference and convention, what drives people to show up at Manifest every year? I see a lot of you at Manifest every year, and it's a blessing to me. I get to hug you and love on you because you're on my Monday calls, and you don't get to see me very often because you're out all over this country. And you know, you're not exact barn burners in this business. You aren't exactly making a fortune in the business, but you know what? You'll save up every dollar, and you'll make sure that you make it to that Manifest convention. And I'm going to tell you one of the main reasons you want to be there, and you may not even recognize yourself, is because it's so darn uplifting. And it's uplifting not because of who gets on stage necessarily, but it's about all the people that are there. You get to be around people who are loving people, caring people, driven people, uplifting people, people like Mary Jo who look at you and say, I know you can do this. And you look back at home where you are today and you look around and how many people are supporting you that way? How many people are telling you every day of your life, I know you can do this. You can be anything you choose to be. Just let's step up and do it. And I'm here to partner with you. I'm here to support you. That is what he's talking about. Surrounding yourself with people who can share your dreams and support your dreams and your values and uplift you. That's what you want to say. And I put in Kay Lynch's quote, and that's probably not even a correct quote, but it's content-wise what he said. You can't fly with the eagles when you hang out with the turkeys. Right? Okay. Number four, power of your own network. He looked at Metcalf, the founder of 3Com. He said Metcalf's law was V equals N squared. That means that as a network adds users, the value increases geometrically. So every time you put a user, in other words, every time you find a consumer, the value to your network is geometric. Why? Because each person you add in your network has what? How many contacts do they have? How many possible referrals do they have? You've just increased your potential outreach by exponential numbers. Now, whether or not you're tapping into that is that's the question to ask yourself. But that is what this business is about, the power of your own network. If you want to be rich, the best strategy is to find a way to build a strong, viable, growing network. And it's amazing. You know what? Let me go back to, I told you I sent out an email to the people in my downline in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. You can't believe I had the most incredible people send me back an email, say they were going to show up. People I never thought about. But you know what? They're showing up. And one of them wrote back and he said, I would never come to anything like this, Mary Jo, but I know it's you and I read what you said. That email was so powerful that moved him off of his box to come find out. And he said, and then he sent me back an email about an hour later. He said, guess what? I'm bringing someone else as well. Is that great? Wow! What it's about. Power of the network. They're in my network. Now I just have to get them captured. And maybe it takes having a fun meeting or putting an email out there to really stir them. But that's what it's about. Your job in network marketing is to communicate information, tell a great story, and build a network. It is not to sell a product. How many of you need to twist your thinking a little bit around that one? I know a lot of you go out door to door and you try to help people with products and you're really convicted about what the products do in people's lives. Well, the biggest blessing of the Texas AG case is they kind of took all those testimonials away from you guys. And now it's truly about what networking is about. Because knocking on doors and telling people about all the miracles that this has created, it was never going to get you to presidential in the first place. It was going to get you to be a seller of products. We want you to help people buy into their dreams. We have a terrific product. We are so blessed in Manatech to have glyconutrients, and we're so blessed to have a visionary like Sam. But we need to go out there and sell dreams. We need to get people to grab onto it. Okay, 5, a duplicatable, fully scalable business, absolutely. And what does he mean? Duplicatable is wonderful because we love that. And it's not really, it's duplicable. He uses the right word here. We tend to use duplicatable because that's what people understand. But duplicable is truly the grammatically correct way of saying that word. And he says that's the problem with great salesmen. Some of you want to get the best salesman in your organization. Doesn't work. Why? Because they can't duplicate themselves. So you want to make sure it's something that you can duplicate, right? That's what it's about. And today, more than ever in network marketing, because it used to be network marketing is about going out and being a great presenter. Well, today, with all the tools, the webinars, the seminars, the webinars, the emails, the websites, the DVDs, the CDs, all the things that we have, you don't have to be a good presenter at all. You just need to be able to touch somebody's life, communicate with them, and build a relationship. And boom, let the materials do the work. 6, incomparable leadership skills, unquestionably. And I don't have a chance to get into the JFK example, but there's just terrific examples he gives about that. That, you know, a lot of people talk the talk about freedom, living your dreams, more time with family, but how many people instill enough trust and inspiration to cause others to pursue those words and phrases? That is true leadership. Great leaders are great storytellers. This material I'm giving you today is great to pack into a story. It's great. You just need to be a great storyteller. Watch what happens. You'll shake the world because you'll instill in other people their desire to pursue dreams and freedom, which is out there to be had. He talks about the 4 elements of leadership, mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual. And what was fascinating to me when he did this analysis is he says traditional training for employees only work on 1 of those 4, mental. But the leadership we talk about in network marketing is about mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual. 7, a mechanism for genuine wealth creation, no question about it. Why is genuine wealth creation? This is a great, you guys got to read through this and really understand this. I mean, wealth creation is not, and I look at my life and I go, that's what it's about. What have I done over the last 10 years? Wealth creation. Why? Because what I did was is exactly what he's talking about here. It's not about, you know, the average person who goes out and wins a lottery, 2 years later, they're dead broke again. Why? Because they have no idea about wealth. They don't get it. Wealth is about creating vehicles that will spin off income. People don't take their money they get in the lottery. They take their money in the lottery and they buy a new house and they buy their friend a house and they buy new cars and they go on vacations and they retire and get rid of their income stream, but they forget to do the most important things, which is build other income streams. If you can take money and build income streams, now you're set for life. If you take money and buy doodads, now you're not set. Mary Jo went from zero to silver presidential. Did I change my house? No. Did I get a new car? Well, I had one when they had the car bonus, but as soon as that went away, so did the car. See, I'm not going to pay for things that my income stream, my outside income streams aren't paid for. I don't need a new house. I don't need new things and doodads. What I did is I invested in real estate, I invested in my 401k, I invested in other things that build income streams. Because I wanted this experience with Manifest be a lifetime changing experience. So money's never an object. So that's what he talks about, how to build wealth and concept of wealth creation, genuine wealth creation. Big dreams and the capacity to live them. Of course, that's what network marketing is about as well. It's about big dreams. Everybody else quits dreaming. And you have a lot of people around you that are saying, oh, you shouldn't do that. How many people have you known in your life that you, when you came up and talked about your Manitech experience and what you wanted to create, that were naysayers in your life? Tons, right? And if you look at each and every one of those, I want you to examine one thing in their life, and that is, have they given up on their dreams? And you'll find out that 99% of them have given up on their dreams. So, of course, they want you to give up on yours. Because we want people to be like us. Remember law of attraction? So if somebody else is doing something different, we're going to try to bring them back to our level. We might lose them if they achieve their dreams. It's unbelievable. Remember the story of the crabs in the jar. One crab tries to get out, and what do the other crabs do? Clip onto them with their claws and pull them back down. Our society. So you have five kinds of dreamers, and you decide which one you are. And you can read through those. I'm not going to go through them all. We don't have time. But I will highlight the last statement. In fact, Thoreau was one of a, you know, I read his materials when I was a kid growing up, and I remember Walden, and I remember all the, you know, the stuff that I read. And I look back at this quote today in the book, and I thought, you know, maybe that was one of the things that really grabbed onto me when I read that as a child. I mean, I was reading this stuff early on, like in grade school or early junior high. And Thoreau said, I learned this at least by my experiment, that if one advances confidently in the direction of his dreams and endeavors to live the life which he has imagined, he will meet with a success unexpected in common hours. Wow. I call this also the magic of believing. Remember when we talk about when you put the belief out there? It's also the Clemmer, intent plus mechanism equal result. When you set your commitment so high, when you put your belief out there, you're going to get what? Unexpected successes in your life. Okay, 8, network marketing is a business where women excel. This is a great chapter in itself, and you guys got to get into the statistics. And I just built a whole new trifold that's going to be coming out in DupliPack. They're going to have it this week, and probably you can look at that next week. It's about why this is the best opportunity for women. And you could, it's another tool for you to use. It has no application to Manitech whatsoever. In other words, Manitech's not mentioned. Ambertos isn't mentioned, which is another reason we're getting this stuff out so fast in your hands, because I could sell it to Amway. But they're great brochures to help get these. Because you can't just be handing out this book just to get a woman all these statistics. If you type it up on a piece of paper, it's not very impressive. But when it's part of a trifold that's all colored and looks great, now she'll read this thing, right? And that's what you want to do. You want to give these things to people so they really get it. And these statistics are huge. And thank you, Gail Hoag, for really pinpointing this to me, because it was huge for me to take this and just say, wow, do women need to get this? And they need to get it real quickly. So, you know, go out there and make some investments of 15 cents for a trifold colored brochure that really communicates this to women. That's great. It's going to help you a lot in your business. But it's perfect. It's a perfect women's business. And there is a reason 88% of network marketers are women today, because it is the perfect women's business. Now, you men on this call, I'm not saying it's not a great business for you, but women have that inherent, what, desire to nurture, because God created us as the nurturers. bearing the children. That's kind of created that whole process for us. And that's a big piece of the puzzle of being a great network marketer. Your future starts now. This is the last chapter of the book, so we're getting there, people. He has four segments in this last chapter, which I think are all crucial. Number one is choose wisely. When he talks about choosing a company, it's intriguing to me, and this is what struck out for me, is that the number one thing most important, he said, than choosing a company is what are the training materials, what are the training, what is the strategy plan, what do they have for you to help you build your business so you don't have to recreate something, the wheel. And what commitment are they making to self-development and leadership education and leadership skills? If a company doesn't have that, he said, turn around and walk out and try another one. So we've got to make sure that we're selling that to people. We've got to make sure it's part of our program. When I built my strategic plan for becoming presidential with the Mexico business, what's in there is a step-by-step checklist for a new associate, and it goes through all the trainings we have. It teaches people all those things. So we need to build that into our training process, and we need to have that part of who we are because that's the value that people are really going to get. That's far more valuable than anything else they get out of network marketing. And then he says quality and uniqueness of product. Why do we need uniqueness of product? Because we need a buzz. He called it the buzz. And it's also about allowing people to build passion around it. You can't build passion around soap products, but you sure as heck can build passion around Amber Toast. So it's the buzz. Create the passion. I think it's part of what we lost out when Wayne took over. What do you guys think? I have no problem with Wayne. He was a great guy, probably a great executive, ran a lot of good businesses, but we needed something that we could be passionate about. When they started throwing Oseline out there and overtaking our whole story about Amber Toast and the aloe vera plant and all that stuff, we lost our connectedness with the passion and the vision and the buzz around our product. We got to get back to that buzz. You must have a comp plan that you create income, and then who's running the ship? You need a visionary. That's another problem with Wayne. When Sam's not involved, this company doesn't do as well because he is the visionary. So what does it take? It takes, that's the second thing, which choose wisely what it takes and what it doesn't take. He first went through what it doesn't take, education, degree, state, great salesman, quit your job, good with numbers, none of that. What it does take is, number one, being honest with yourself. Are you willing to go outside your comfort zone to create this? Number two, are you highly self-motivated? If not, find something that's going to motivate you. And that's what we spend so much time about, the why and building the dream, because we're trying to get people to be motivated, build that motivation if they don't have it. Do I have the right attitude? You got a lot of people out there that every time they look at a glass, it's half empty. That's not the right attitude. The number one way to look at an attitude is, when something bad happens, what does the person do? When something bad happens, what's your response? If they say, I look for a solution. I look at it as an opportunity. When the stock market crashed 2008, what did you do? I called my broker and I said, you know what, Brent? This is when we're going to make $1 million. Everybody else thought I was nuts. Even my broker laughed at me. When bad things happen, people figure out, who are entrepreneurial and have the right attitude, look at it as a great opportunity. And that's what we need to do. Okay? So all these things are important. Are you teachable? Time? It's the ones in the E&S quadrant most often to get caught up in the get-rich-quick schemes. I thought that was intriguing. Did you know that? The people in the E&S quadrant get it because they don't have a – why? Why is it the people in the E&S quadrants? Because they have a wall they can see. At the end of their tunnel, there's a brick wall. There is no future. It's limited because they're exchanging time for dollars. So they have this wall. So what's the only chance for them to get out of that predicament they're in or ever see any kind of wealth? It's by getting in get-rich-quick schemes. So I want you to self-examine and say, how many times have you seen get-rich-quick schemes and you've jumped on them, or you've been tempted, or you buy lottery tickets? That's the E and the S mentality. That's your number one indicator right now on this phone call at this moment that you're in the wrong thinking. Stinking thinking will create stinking results. You got to change the thinking and move out of that. Use the 5-year plan. In other words, to master anything, it takes 10,000 hours, so we got to be ready to do the 2-to-5-year plan like we talk about all the time. And then the third thing he said in the last chapter was living your life, living the life. Three ways to live: live in fear, i.e. not enough money. Our number one fear is around that dastardly word called money. Okay, living in anger and frustration, working every day in anger, you have to work, becoming victim. You can choose that too, be victim. Remember our statistics about how many people like their job, how many people would rather work for themselves. What was it? Something like, I don't know, let's go back at our first page. 72% of all adult Americans would rather work for themselves. That means there are 28% out there that aren't falling and living in anger and frustration. 72% are angry. And then three, living in joy, peace, and contentment. Having enough money or income streams to never even have to think about it is where you want to be. You want to live in your choice. Three ways to live. And finally, MLM is an equal opportunity business, and this is last. Hope you guys can hang on to the call for a few more moments because this is the last but not the least. In fact, I look at this as one of the most valuable pieces of information he conveys in his entire book. He talks about this being an equal opportunity business, and this is so important for you going into the Hispanic community as well. And it's so important for you who choose not to do the Hispanic community. It's okay. Know that Mary Jo's really excited about it, but you don't have to jump on my it's not my bandwagon, it's what Manatech's doing, but you don't have to be a part of it. If you don't want to, you can grow this business without doing anything in the Hispanic market. But this still applies. MLM is an equal opportunity business. Network marketing is an equal opportunity business. It's equal for everyone. Because why? It doesn't require a degree or social status or money or da-da-da. I mean, none of those. There's no barriers to entry. None. No barriers to entry. Wealth is not a zero-sum game. Some of you need to get that. That means just because you make more, somebody else makes less. Wrong. It can be for everyone. It's not a limited resource. Some of you have that in mind because you still remember that pumpkin pie at Thanksgiving when Mom cut that pie and there were only 8 pieces and you just knew, oh my gosh, I just have to get one, but there were 9 people and we were so worried. What's the entrepreneur thinker? It's like, let's bake 5 more. There's no limit. By its very nature and design, network marketing is a strikingly fair, democratic, socially responsible system of generating wealth. Take that quote and talk to people at any walk in life. The method you choose to become rich, whether it's by greed or by abundance and generosity, is really just a reflection of the core values inside of you. Network marketing is not for the greedy since it is all about supporting others to achieve their dreams. Today, many network marketing companies are spreading peace through an economic opportunity all over the world. Isn't that incredible? And that's what we're talking about. This is the area of the book that really highlights what I talked to you about in that editorial. It's about how do we help our neighbor? How do I help Mexico? How do I support that community to help it transform into a middle-class society, to bring it up from its incredible poor status? We need to help that because we're not going to solve the drug wars and the military wars and the immigration issues until we lift up that issue. We don't have immigration issues with Canada. Today, many network marketing companies are spreading a peace throughout economic opportunity all over the world. That's about what we're about, people, right? And the last quote I put at the bottom is something I really enjoyed, too. It is time that people all over the world had an equal opportunity to enjoy a rich and abundant life rather than spend their lives working hard only to make the rich richer. Your choice. You choose it. That's it on the book, people. I hope you enjoyed it, and I just pray that each of you get this book. There's so much greatness in it. I hope I captured in this outline for those of you who've read it. Maybe you've grown and you've learned some new things. Maybe you can highlight some things you might have missed. I couldn't put every page in the book on this. You know, there are a lot of great stories in there, the ants and the grasshopper stuff. But you know what? I did my best job for all of you to give you the greatest, you know, concise summary of this terrific book, but I recommend it for all of you, and I think you can use this material, virtually every sentence that's in this outline you could use in helping yourself promote network marketing to people, talk about it openly, fall in love with it again if you've fallen out of love with it, and really go out there and make a difference in people's lives because it truly is a mechanism to bring equal opportunity for everyone, And that's what we need to do. Okay, people, I'm ready to close. Any questions, comments?
Mary Jo?
Yes.
Where is the flyer on women?
On women, it's going to DupliPack. We'll have it this week. I don't know how fast they'll get it printed and in your and available for sale, but probably by next week. Okay?
Thank you.
A trifold. Okay, so keep your eyes open. Next week, my suspicion, Steve will have it done. He's producing these pretty quickly.
Mary Jo?
Yeah.
This is Rudy, and I read the book, but thanks so much for the outline. That'll save me a lot of time.
Did you see some things that you might have missed in the book when you read it?
Yeah, that's what I was going to comment on. I read all his books, and you know, I'm reading through this book, saying, "Well, he's you know, hashing through the same old thing." And then one thing that you brought out, that he brought out, was it's not about selling. And I come from a very heavy selling background.
Uh-huh.
And I've been trying to sell. And Durkin even says it, is this about selling? You tell him yes. And I don't know. Anyway, and what Kiyosaki said was it's not about selling. When he was interviewing that guy, Robert, John Spencer,
right.
And he says it's about building relationships. And Big Al Schroeder even put it down. He said, what you do is you find like-minded people like you do, like everybody that's been successful, Manitag does, that thinks like you do, that is willing to share the same story you're sharing with them. The other ones that say no, then you kind of cast aside and say, well, thank you for your time.
Yep.
And you just pick the ones that are thinking. And so it's not about selling. It's about networking for people that think just like you do.
Right, but it's also, Rudy, and I totally agree, it's not about selling, but let's not just, you know, and I know you didn't mean this, but when I say, it's not about dismissing people who don't get it, but it's about trying to support them or educate them on tweaking their brains, about how do I help them turn their crystal and look at life differently. And that's what this book, I think, does in a very effective way. And it's also what, like my little brochure, I'm looking for somebody who doesn't want a job. They just don't know it yet. You know, we've got to put those kind of things out there in people's heads so that they get it. They start stepping into this new world economy, especially new U.S. economy. I mean, we really need to help people. I mean, it's
a
need.
You're so right, because I'm working with three people now that I've been working for a year and a half.
Yep.
And you have to set the example, and they start looking at you saying, well, wait a minute, what are you doing? Well, that's what I'm doing here. And you're still with us? Yeah. And now they're starting to listen. I just had lunch with one last week. He didn't join or anything, but
right.
He's really starting to perk up.
Yep, great. Perfect, Rudy. Absolutely. And it is. It's about, and the other thing you said is so right. It's about building a network. We are about building, and you build a network by building relationships, right? The network is the value. Anyone else? Okay, everybody, have a great week. Let's go out there and get it and get her done. We got a lot of work to do and a lot of things to accomplish, so let's make it happen. Thank you all. Love you.